Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club with hosts Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. Let's do this thing. Do this thing.
You're the president. God damn, you think you could survive amongst this hostile tribe and not be smart, plus tough with all that heart? Douglas the Young would understand. What's happening, Prez? You're the president.
Listening Club. I know it's March. I want to say good morning to everyone, but we're pulling Black History right on into March with us, because since February is the shortest month anyway, and we don't get to celebrate our Blackness enough, so we figured to pull it right on into March. Good morning, David Arnett Cherry. How are you?
Good morning, sister, you're the president.
I'm telling you, man, you went into some bebop and revolution and Mr. President, and you know, it is amazing, you know. Good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. I want to welcome you to a show. But it's amazing how music, when was that made? What year?
In the 70s, early 70s.
70s. And it still applies to 2018. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's the something? Last poets and everything. And,
yeah.
And then it has a lot of... it's David Murray and Baraka. Baraka is a great poet, you know, in his days, you know. And I first realized him. He was formerly Leroy Jones. And then when I was younger, like in, I think in the sixth or seventh grade, there was a book that he wrote about Black music, which I have today here. And it had my father's about talking about Ornette and Ornette Coleman and my dad, Don Cherry. And so he talked about the music, but he's a great poet. But then David Murray also came from Los Angeles. But the Prez is talking about Lester Young, which is, he was called the Prez. And if you look at some of the early films in the 30s and the 40s or whatever, it's interesting because with Billie Holiday and their relationship and everything, you know, but he was called the Prez.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, so it has those kinds of takes in there with the music saying, hey, hello. But then it goes to back to the president. But then he says something about your Prez, right? So that's what he's talking about is Lester Young also in there.
Wow.
And how he had a certain sound, and he was a part of the music and stuff like that. So it has a lot of stuff in there and everything. For those, since we are the Organic Nation, and, you know, just let people know a little history. But, the last poets are great, man.
Wow.
And they were out of New York. And then we're going to eventually get Hamdi from the Watch Prophets, huh? Go ahead.
Did we not interview someone from The Last Poet not too long ago?
No. We haven't. We're going to get with Andy, which is one of the Watch Prophets and stuff like that.
Okay.
And we're going to get him in because springtime is going to be a great time for us.
Awesome. Yes. And then you're going to release your record. So I'm waiting on that.
Yeah.
I heard it's a blast, and I can't wait. Can't wait. That should be coming out in April. So we're excited about a whole lot of new stuff that's going to be doing, which you're going to be in the mix, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad to be involved with you in this adventure and everything that we're going to be doing. I wanted to.
We're going to put out pretty soon your first short video. So just watch out for it.
The record has
you on the record. You're on the record.
Well, you know,
so it's funny.
I can't wait to hear the record. So I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. And I like how you were doing your little mixing and things. You're a very talented man. So I am, not only am I excited, I'm very pleased to be a part of it. You know, I'm always talking about it. It's an experience and it's an education for me because, again, I was not raised up around your music and the genre you do it and how you put it together and how you think. You're so very abstract. So when you're dealing with a person with a mind that thinks just this way and you're saying I'm a hummingbird, I hover, I move fast. But my brain or my mind is not as abstract as yours. So when you hear and see things, I have to say, hold on, wait a minute. I got to work into that. So it is an education. And some things now I understand just by being in the influence of you or listening to what you're saying, even though you don't think I'm listening. So I want you guys to know that, as I know, I do talk a lot, but my partner in crime, Mr. David Ornette Cherry, is teaching me about music. So we're going to go. With that said, we have another song that we want to present that's going to be a positive thing about our black people. And, David, you're going to have to cue that because I don't know what it is. It's going to be a
surprise. I don't know what it is neither, but we have it coming. So here we go.
Okay. Thank you. I love
good
that
choice,
song.
Hummingbird. That was
I
a good
know,
choice.
You know, oh, my God. I think I was just a little ego going on that day when I chose that song.
I guess, but it really was.
It was.
Oh, man.
I hadn't heard that in such a long time, and Minnie Riperton is just, oh, my, her voice of an angel. It was just, oh, and you know what? I was telling my kids that, I said, we was doing the little nasty stuff, but we weren't saying the stuff like y'all was saying. She was saying everything that the people are saying nowadays. It was just so poetically done. And if you didn't have the ear to understand what she was talking about, it wouldn't be something you could walk around and sing that and not offend anybody, but it meant the same thing. If you get my drift.
Yeah, that's true because but also she was from Chicago. I mean she was born in November 8th, 1947. And died in 79. And, you know, she was part of the Gems, which was a girls group. She was part of, she did Etta James, backup singing with Etta James. And,
she did.
You know, Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry and Muddy Waters. She was part of the Chess thing that was doing all that stuff at that time. And so it's incredible that I mean this woman and she had a sound that people don't understand. They call it like a soprano sound that she can go octave by octave and hit higher notes than anybody can hit.
Yeah,
and that's musically that's the most beautiful thing that she had. That she can control that and go to those high tones and be clean, you know. She was one of the great artists, man. But she went down with cancer, and that's sad, you know. Because she still has stuff to do, but she put out a bunch of beautiful records.
Beautiful records, yes, Lord. That's it.
You know,
love me, that's what I'm saying. You know, when we say we're celebrating our blackness, celebrating how we are the same, but yet we are all different, and it is just the wonderful thing to be a part of a culture like this and people, I mean, everything that people want to put toward the Black American, we have started or been the forerunners of a lot of things when it comes to sports, entertainment, even in education. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
science.
We should celebrate. Science, yes. In every area in the American history, we are and should be involved in it because we were. You know, we're not publicized as much as we should, or our children don't know the contribution we did back. And I think that's got to do that will help with a pride thing. If you knew where you came from, if you knew who you were. If you knew what your genealogy, not saying, I mean, as well as going back to Africa, yes, who wouldn't want to know to go back there and figure out who your people are, or know the percentage of African you have in you. But my thing is right here in America, we are Americans. We are the people that help America be American. I don't want to hear that America, make America great again. It never was. I mean, it never fell out as greatness. Now, the people may have contributed to it looking bad, but it's still great. It's still one of the greatest countries in the world.
Well,
my
I agree with you. I mean, and I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say.
Absolutely.
My opinion is that we the only people that came from a place that we didn't know exactly, because Africa is a big place. So we didn't really know exactly what country he came from, or colonialized, what country it was, or whatever, or what tribe. So we had to improvise when we got here and survive. So that's very important about, that's where you can see art and music and different things.
Absolutely.
And the way we had to deal with the system. And I think it shows a lot, and it's still happening today, you know, but I couldn't imagine that she was 31 when she died.
Yeah, she was young. So, dealing
she
with
was
39. She was young when she died. You know, cancer don't have an age.
31 years old.
Yeah.
So
cancer attacks.
It doesn't play. But you know, can you imagine that she was doing all this great stuff and then she died at 31? I mean, can you imagine? That blows me away when I did my research on it. I said, dang, she was 31 years old.
Yeah, we know she was.
That's heavy, man.
Yeah.
Young people don't know that, you know, you're young, you know, you can go at any time. But, you know, she was brilliant. She was brilliant. That was a good choice of music.
And
good art, stuff like that.
She is. She was.
So what else is happening there that you're thinking about, Honey Bird? What else is happening out there?
Well, you know, we're still celebrating Black. We're still celebrating the Black history, and so we wanted to just really promote any type of functioning that's going on that's going to promote Black awareness on things. So, seeing what's happening, you know, we've been off for the last couple of weeks. I have went through a lot of things since then. Let me ask you a question. Now, this is coming on tomorrow, and I have to say this, and it does have something to do with Black people, my Black people. O.J. Simpson show is coming on, If I Woulda Done It. Now, good English, bad grammar, If I Woulda Done It. Are you out of your mind?
O.J. Simpson.
He is on. They got him. He's gonna be on the booth. He's gonna be on the TV show. If I Woulda Done It.
The guy should just like go and kick it on the beach or something. And kick it, you know. And he getting a pension. Why is he coming back out? You know, some people just like the limelight. You know, they can't get.
If I
would have
done it,
you know,
my thing of it is why? What is wrong with us? I mean, it's
no,
all
not what, what's
if
wrong
I
with
you. Have done it. Do you think your Black down somewhere and just be calm? Because you got to understand that if you did do it, you got away with it. But whoever came that would have accompanied you in doing this deed, that have not been on trial, and if you're dumb enough to insert their name or say you know, then they can be prosecuted. Are you out of your, what the hell is wrong with you? What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah,
you
there's
know
something
mean?
Wrong with him. You know, I mean,
no,
I, me,
man,
I would say that I got away. I wouldn't even be in the limelight. I got a pension. He got a football.
I got my money. I got my money.
So
I can go somewhere and sit my behind down and live out my rest of my old stupid ass life.
And raise my kids and talk to them and say and lie to them.
Your kids are grown. I think his kids grown. He needs to just
sit
down and be old somewhere.
You know, I don't know.
That's what he needs to do.
That's when people that, you know, used to the limelight sometimes, they just can't.
I guess
it's
so.
Like
well,
a drug, man.
I don't
it's more
know if
like
he has
drug.
Any but I don't know if he has any control over this. He put out the recording a while back, and I think now that he's, I think he's gotten out of jail, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. If anybody is listening to this and they want to get make sure that I'm saying it correctly, you can always, you know, address me by going online and calling or send an email. But I think he is out of jail now. And it's amazing that as long as he was in the pen, as long as he was in a penal system where nothing can be done or said, nothing happened. As soon as he get out, we get a show of a recording of him talking about if he would have killed Nicole, this how he would have done it. Do you understand me? Do you understand me?
That's what I'm
me?
Saying. Yeah, I mean, I think he's just out. Yeah, I think he's just out because you wouldn't even want to. I can't even understand if you got away with it and stuff like that, or you didn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know why you even want to bring that up and you're trying to live your life. Just go and leave everybody alone and you can live the plush life. You can live a plush life because he got the NFL pension fund. That nobody can mess with. So I'm saying, you can live your life really nice, you know, but something is happening that I guess you're feeling guilty and you're going to say, if I did it.
No, he ain't feeling guilty now.
You know,
that he made that a while back. He wasn't feeling guilty. That's the way to make money. You're an idiot.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he don't have no more money. You know, he probably owe people.
He got money. But this is it's just a sense of greediness. That's what I think when it goes too far. And when it goes too far, when you lack the sense to know that, dog, they already say you did it. You got away with it. But, okay, you got away with it. They cannot prosecute him again. So that's the good thing about that. They can't double jeopardy. Can't prosecute him again for that same crime because he has been autonomy. What? He's been saying that he was innocent. But if it was more than one person and that other person didn't go to trial for anything, now those people can be implicated and go to the pen. See, this is what I'm saying. If he's saying that it was him and someone else,
I see what you're saying.
No, your ass can't go nowhere, but his ass can. Don't be stupid. And why would you jeopardize that? And, you know, everybody got rumors it's his son or some stuff like that. It's just, it don't matter. Sit down. Sit down, shut up. You know,
I just don't know. That's just something stupid that I just don't know. This is my first time hearing this, everybody on the Organic Nation Listening Club. But I'm saying, if you got away with it or you didn't do it or whatever and you can live your life, why are you, I think it becomes that you just need that attention, because you're used to that attention and stuff like that. It's about. It's not about anything else that you need attention to make it seem like, okay, that's what I think.
But I think it's
a self-indulgent thing, you know.
Well, once you put it on, but you know what the other stupid thing is? If he did not promote this show that's about to come on, once you put it on film, and it's somebody else's film, they can air it anytime they feel like it, whether you like it or not. You can fight it, but you probably they're not going to be dumb enough to have it to where you would have complete control over that unless you made the film yourself. But this is like a little documentary, and he's talking to somebody, like interviewing him, and he's telling them how he would have killed if he would have done it. This is how I would have done it. This is exactly
see,
what
that's
he's doing.
Like stupid stuff. I mean, come on, brother.
I know, right?
That's just stupid.
Hey, I'd have done
okay.
It. I
could have did it like this if I was going to do it. That's some stupid stuff. Go to the backwoods with your money and enjoy your life, man. You know,
get you another white girl.
That's what you
there
want.
There you go.
You can't handle no sister anyway because you've been with white women, so you ain't going to handle no sister. So what you going to do? And then you're going to come out with a series or an interview That's like the most stupidest thing ever. You know.
That's
so
what I
you,
think too. I'm
so
I, we. I
so
could
you have a little bit of time. Yeah. So I mean, that's a good conversation, and we're gonna come back next week. But you have about 3 minutes. So, what is your last word?
Thank you guys for joining us again and letting us do our rant and listening to our music and get an education, Mr. David, on that cherry. Come back next week and have a wonderful weekend. There you go, David. So you.
That's it?
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, come on. You have one more thing. Just
that
say something.
That is absolutely
profound.
It. No. I'm about
you don't
to
have nothing profound.
Nothing, sorry, I'm not profound. I'm not the profound one. You're the profound one.
Okay, I guess. I guess, you know. Okay, so you heard it from the Hummingbird. We on the Organic Nation. And we're just going to play some more music and come back
we
next week.
Here.
And we will be here.
Yes, we will.
Here goes the music.
Hello.
I'm
Organic Nation Listening Club with hosts Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. Let's do this thing. Do this thing.